哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
啊，主所爱的哈，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, from the Lord Jesus loves peace.
大家可能有点疲倦了哈。
I think you will be getting tired now.
感谢主了，我们欢欢喜喜的奉献给主。
But we offer our time to God with joy.
那么靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续哈。福音在风雨中前进。
We continue to see the gospel forging forward in the storm.
前两次我们的主题叫做旅行，第三次旅行步道的回程所发生的一些事情。
In the previous sessions, we were talking about matters that happened during the return from the third missionary journey.
那从今天21章开始到最后一章28章。
From chapter 21 to the last chapter, chapter 28.
那么我们就换了另一个题目了。
We will change to this theme.
因为整个事情的发生重点都不一样了。
Because the focus of events is different.
从21章到最后一章的结束的主题叫做耶路撒冷的捆绑。
From chapters 1 to the end, we'll have the title the chains of the Jerusalem.
因为21章看到保罗回到了耶路撒冷。
The bondage of Jerusalem, and we can see Paul.
然后就在耶路撒冷被捆绑了。
Returning to Jerusalem where he would be bounded.
那接下来的到最后一章都是被捆绑，都是在坐监牢。
And even until the last chapter, Paul would still be in bondage.
为什么会称为耶路撒冷的捆绑呢？
Why do I call this the bondage of Jerusalem?
因为这是圣灵的预言。
Because that was prophesied by the Holy Spirit.
在21章我们就会看到圣灵预言说你回到耶路撒冷那边有捆绑等着你。
The Holy Spirit prophesied that you return to Jerusalem and there will be bondage.
没有想到这个捆绑就捆到最后的结束。
And little did we expect that this bondage lasted to the very end.
那也就是使徒行传最后的这个尾声了。
It will also mark the conclusion of Acts of the Apostles.
所以我们从今天的开始哦，每一次的讲解都主题就叫做耶路撒冷的捆绑。
From today onwards, our theme would be the bondage of Jerusalem.
我们看使徒行传的21章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 21.
保罗对福音宣道的工作基本上是已经结束了。
The ministry of Paul has finally, technically, ended.
特别是指三次旅行巡回布道的工作。
Especially with regards to the three missionary journeys of Paul.
现在这一章所记录的是回到耶路撒冷的所遭遇到的事。
This chapter records of the events that Paul faced when he returned to Jerusalem.
那所以这一章开始我们叫做耶路撒冷捆绑一至到二十八章。
From this chapter onwards, we will entitle this with this theme, the bondage of Jerusalem.
我们看第一段。
The first passage.
从米利都回返耶路撒冷的行程。
The journey from Miletus to Jerusalem.
请读一节到四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4. Verse 1. Now it came to pass that when we had departed from them and set sail, running straight course, we came to Kos, the following day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. Was 2, and finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. Was 3, and when we had sighted Cyprus, we passed it on the left, sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her cargo. Was 4, and after finding disciples, we stayed there 7 days, and they told Paul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem.
好，这个米利都是亚细亚省重要的港口海港。
Miletus is an important port of Asia.
保罗就是在这里与众人离别的。
This is a place where Paul bid farewell to the people.
你要看他们离别的情景哦，就是在20章的36到38节各壁。
From chapter 20, verses 36 to 38, shows us what happened during the farewell.
他们的离别哦，那个送行啊，是非常的感人的，非常的感动的。
And his departure and this final farewell was indeed very touching.
他们不但只跪下来祷告。
Not only did they kneel down to pray.
大家都在哭啊，众人都在抱着保罗的颈项在哭啊。
They were all weeping freely and they fell on Paul's neck.
而且说出最伤心的，让他们最难过的是什么呢？
And what was most sorrowing for them?
就是保罗说，以后我们不能够再相见了。
Is that Paul saying that they shall see his face no more?
这个叫做这是永远的离别，永恒的离别。
This is eternal farewell.
哦，那么二十一章第一节
，Chapter 21 verse 1.
我们离别了众人，看到吗？我们离别了众人。
After they had departed from them.
你知道是怎么样啊？原文是怎样形容的？你知道吗
？And do you know how it was described in the original text?
离别哦，原文是用很大的力气来拉脱。用很大的力气才脱离他们。
The word departed in the original text has this meaning to pull away with huge, with a lot of energy.
那刚才我们读的这个20:36-38，你就知道那种情景，依依不舍是多么的难过，是多么的没办法离开啊。
From the previous chapter 36-38, this is really difficult to say goodbye.
大家都用了很大的力气，很大的心力，才跟他们离别啊。
Everyone had to give a lot of strength in order to finally say goodbye.
其实这个是主耶稣基督里面那种很深很深的爱感情啊，很深的友情啊。
It's actually a very strong and very deep bond and relationship in Christ.
我们当初真耶稣教会就是有这样的感情，弟兄姐妹真的是有这样离别的感情。
In the early days of the True Jesus Church, our brothers and sisters do have this kind of bonding.
无论是神学班也好，是甚至的灵恩会，只有3-2天的灵恩会也有这种情形啊。离别的时候，大家依依不舍会哭的，唱赞美诗的时候会流泪的呀。
Whether in the theological courses or in just a 3-day spiritual meeting, before we departed, and all of us would be crying and weeping while singing hymns.
我相信在座的小的时候都有看过这种情景，只是灵恩会而已啊，2-3天而已啊。
I believe.
要散会唱那个等再会的时候，大家都哭的，没有人不哭的啦。
I believe some of you seated here would have this experience in the last time when we sang till we meet again and we will all be weeping.
没有哭的也是在心里哭的，都感觉到有一种伤感的，离别的伤感的。
Even if we did not shed tears, we would still be sorrowing in our hearts.
这个是很清楚的在表达，很自然流露我们一家人的感情啊，一家人的亲情啊。
It's a very genuine show of our love and also our heart for each other.
这个是圣灵的感动来的呀。
It is how the Spirit is moving us.
你不是你现在看你会哭吗？你现在想哭都哭不出来。
Now even if you want to cry, you can't cry anymore.
我上次就有见证过这一段嘛。
I testified about this.
我们每一年的短期神训班啊，整个月在教会生活，现在的学生已经不会哭了，没有人哭的了。
We spent one full month for the short-term theological course in the church, and people now don't cry anymore.
不懂多高兴，我要回家了，要毕业了，都多高兴啊，哪里还有哭啊？
We are more than happy to finally leave this place and go home.
为什么会现在跟以前不一样呢？
How is it that we are so different from the past?
我们的感情越来越冷淡吗？
Our relationship has gone so cold.
还是圣灵在我们心里面的运行，在我们心里面的感动已经越来越少了。
Or has the power or the motivation of the Holy Spirit reduced?
我想两件都有。
I believe probably two of these.
我们的感情、我们的友情、我们的亲情越来越冷淡。
Our relationship, our kinship, and our bonding are going cold.
当然，圣灵的感动也因为圣灵的感动越来越少，甚至没有。
And the motivation of the Holy Spirit is lesser and lesser and to nothing.
这种情形就是在表现出圣经，表达出圣经说的末世有危险的日子来到，人的爱心渐渐冷淡，人的亲情感情越来越没有。
This kind of scenarios will point to the end of the world being drawing closer and closer, and our love for each other will be growing cold.
那是在指外面的社会，外面的世界呀。
Doesn't that refer to the world outside?
神的家里面应当还有这种感情，这种感动的。
And in the household of God, we should still maintain this kind of bonding.
就好像哦，第一节说，我们离别弟兄姐妹的时候，用很大的力气来脱离他们的，因为那个感情太深了，那种爱太深了，那种感动太深了。
Because of this very strong bond in Christ with each other, we departed with a lot of strength and a lot of unwillingness.
我讲到这里就想到起初哦，我们去访问台湾教会的情形，那特别是那些山地的教会、山上的教会。
We previously visited the tribal churches in Taiwan.
为什么这么多人喜欢去台湾访问，知道吗
？Why do people often go to Taiwan to visit?
最让我们感动、怀念的就是弟兄姐妹的那种借贷的友情、借贷的那种感情啊。
What makes it really memorable?And moving is because of the heart with which brothers and sisters received us.
我们的巴士还没有到，他们弟兄姐妹大大小小老老少少在路上等啊。
Before our
在门口等，在路上等啊。
Before our coach or our bus arrives at the church, and brothers and sisters, young and old, will be waiting by the roadside.
互相不认识，从来都没有见过面的呀。
We have never met each other before.
他们就已经在那边流泪的欢喜啊，快乐啊，在欢迎我们。
But they are welcoming us with so much joy.
要回去的时候，要离开的时候，那更难离开呀。
And as we departed, it was most difficult for us.
他们真的哭的呀。
They would be weeping.
我们都莫名其妙啊，有什么好哭呢？
We are wondering why is there a need to cry?
但是他们真的在我们面前哭了，真正的哭，真正的流泪。
But they were weeping, sincerely.
老人家也是这样的流泪。
Even the old.
那是什么来的？
What is that?
你以为你是谁啊? 你又不是他的亲人, 又不是他的家人, 你又不是带给他什么东西? 他为什么要对你哭? 为什么他会对你伤心? 离别的伤心?
You're not his family member, you are not anyone dear to him, and why do they weep?
只有一个解释, 这个就是主耶稣的爱啊。
That's only because of the love of Christ moving us in our hearts for each other.
我们是一家人啊,
we are one family.
要跟家人离别了, 以后不懂几时再见面了,所以灵里面有伤心啊, 灵里面的伤感啊,
and we do not know when we will meet each other again, and we will still feel this sadness in our heart.
这么多人,这么多教会喜欢到台湾去访问,你以为是什么? 其实就是因为这样,真实的爱, 感受到家里的爱, 感受到耶稣的爱, 教会的爱。
So many of our church visiting groups that like to go to Taiwan, it was because of this that they are able to manifest the true love and true bonding for each other.
这种自然的流露的感情啊, 感动许多人, 有一些甚至一些是慕道者, 回来也信主了, 一些冷淡的, 回来也热心爱主, 也学习去接待众人啊, 因为这种爱的感动。
This very sincere love from the brothers and sisters in Taiwan have moved the hearts of many, even those who are truth-seeking, that were baptized. But let me ask you, if you go to Taiwan today, do you still see this?
人家来这里访问,我们也没有这样的感动,也没有这样的流泪啊。
Even if they come to our place to visit us, we don't really feel that bond.
这个就是我们今日教会的一种危机了。
This will be the crisis of today's church.
已经流露出的就是很表面的了。 大家就是哈利路亚,见个面,打个招呼,吃个东西,这个外面也会有了,外面的社团也是这样了,老实讲。What
we are showing is so superficial, and we are only saying hallelujah and bringing them for food.
我为什么讲到这个情形?
But why am I bringing this up?
就是第一节,
Verse 1.
我们离别了众人,原文是,我们用了很大的力气, 才跟他们离别啊。
We had departed with them from with so much strength and so much unwillingness.
好,那么... 那从一节到三节, 我们看到船啊, 他们坐的船在停在几个地方停留。
Verses 1 to 3 tells us of the ship their ship of stopping at a few places.
后来呢, 他们换船啊, 换船来到这个推罗这个地方换船。
And they landed at Tyre where they transited to other ship.
为什么要换船呢?
Why did they have to transit?
因为从推罗到 菲尼基啊，要渡过横渡这个地中海啊，那么是要需要更大的船啊，才能够安全，才比较安全。And
now they from Tyre to Troas, from Tyre to the next place that they have to cross the Mediterranean Sea, where they needed a bigger ship.
所以第二节说，遇见一只船，其实就是比较大的船，要往菲尼基去，他们就上船换船换行程了。
So verse 2 tells us that from Tyre to Phoenicia, they need to move to a bigger ship to sail.
那第三节说, 那么因为船要在这个地方哦, 卸货啊, 停留啊, 停留好几天, 那么保罗就利用这个船停留卸货的时间, 去探访, 寻找信徒。
And verse 3 tells us that this ship had to take some time to unload the cargo, and Paul made good use of this time to visit some members.
是吗? 第三节下半段说, 因为船要在那里卸货啊, 要停几天啊。
And they had to wait for a few days for the ship to unload.
保罗是没有浪费时间的啦。
Paul did not waste any time.
既然也在这里停几天, 他们就借助这个几天去找信徒咯。
And with these few days that had, they would spend to look for disciples.
第四节说, 找着了门徒, 就在那边跟他们住了七天, 有没有?
Verse 4 tells us that finding the disciples that stayed with them 7 days.
保罗啊, 他的时间啊, 除了传福音, 不然就是找信徒, 就是牧养安慰, 鼓励, 不然就是传福音, 就是这样。
And throughout the life of Paul, and in this phase, and all this time was spent for the sake of the gospel.
保罗在这个地方寻找信徒啊, 结果感谢主被他找着了。
And they were looking for the disciples here and finally found them.
那就跟信徒住了七天哦。
And stayed there for 7 days.
这里你看到什么呢?
What do you see here?
这里告诉我们有一些信徒哦, 需要寻找的。
You can tell.
需要去寻找你才会找到的。
It tells us that you need to find these members sometimes.
你只是问一问啊, 这个信徒有来吗? 啊, 这个信徒怎么样啊? 你只是用口头问哦, 是找不到他们, 是见不到他们的。
you will not be able to find any of these disciples just by a very superficial greeting or asking around.
有些信徒可以用问候的就可以了，你问候了，等不久就会看到他了。
Some members will come to church after you greet them once.
有些你根本没有问候的，也会看到他的。
Some members are still here even though you don't greet them.
但是有也不少的信徒哦，你要去找才会找到的。你如果不去找，是见不到他的。
But there are also not few members who will need you to go out to find them before they will come.
就好像在这里的信徒哦，保罗是要去找的，所以第四节才说找着了。找着的意思是说付出了一些时间，付出了一些代价，付出了一些努力才找到的。
Verse 4 tells us after finding the disciples and Paul spent a lot of effort and time and energy to look for them.
这就是牧者的心啊。
That is the heart of a shepherd.
就是主耶稣常常说的寻找亡羊，寻找迷羊。
That's what the Lord Jesus said about looking for the lost sheep.
是我们诗歌29首的主题曲，寻找迷羊。
And also the lyrics of our hymn number 29.
不是打个电话，也不是用嘴巴问候，你要去找他。
And not just by giving them a short call, by a verbal greeting, you have to look for them.
可是在推罗这里的信徒应该是很少。
But the members in Tyre should be very few.
或者居住的地方很远很散落，东一个西一个。
Or perhaps they live in a very separate places.
所以才需要去寻找。
Which is why he needed to look for them.
寻找在原文的字里面有仔细的找才被你找出来，很仔细的找。
This word finding in the original text would also mean to look really carefully.
可见的找信徒啊，寻找迷羊哦，那是要用心用心的，是用仔细去找的。
It goes to tell us that to search for our lost sheep, we will need to dedicate a lot of heart and careful attention.
不像我们今天呢，做海盗啊，寻找迷羊啊，做到美丽美丽，那些图画画得很漂亮，画得很感动，很吸引人，那就是一个报告而已，一个纸张而已。
It's not just by printing out a small poster to ask for a lost sheep.
保罗寻找信徒。
Paul went in search for the disciples.
结果被找到了。
And he found them.
因为原文说他是用很细心的去找，被找到了。
It is because in the original text, it means that he went in search with a careful heart.
我们看第二段。
Second passage.
推罗的信徒哦，这里的信徒哦，劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷。
The members in Tyre actually asked Paul not to go to Jerusalem.
为什么不要上耶路撒冷呢
？Why not to go?
这里说他们被圣灵感动。
Here it tells us that they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
请读第四节。
Verse 4. After finding the disciples, we stayed there 7 days, and they told Paul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem.
第五节。
Verse 5. When we have come to the end of those days, we departed and went on our way, and they all accompanied us. The wives, the children, till we were out of the city, we knelt down on the shore to pray.
第六节。
Verse 6. When we had taken our leave of each one another, we boarded the ship, and they returned home.
这里我们看到信徒被圣灵感动，得以知道保罗在耶路撒冷有苦难等着他。
And here we can see the disciples were moved by the Holy Spirit to know that the persecution was waiting for Paul.
这是一种出于一种主耶稣里面的一种爱。
And that is out of the love in Christ they have for him.
知道了保罗在耶路撒冷会受苦难，那很自然的就劝他不要去吧。既然有苦难，你为什么要去呢
？And knowing that there will be persecutions and tribulation in Jerusalem, and why are you still going there?
请注意哦，如果我们做父亲的也是一样啊，知道孩子有苦难，我们都劝他你不要去啊。你为什么要去受苦啊？这是很自然的一种爱来的。
It is very natural reaction, like unto a parent telling the child not to go to any place dangerous.
但是，往往我们人的好意，我们人的爱，却常常阻挡了神的心意，阻挡了圣灵的意思。
But all too often, our kind intent for each other became the obstacle towards the will of God.
但是，保罗上耶路撒冷的心很坚定啊。
But Paul was very determined to go to Jerusalem.
他之前对跟以弗所的长老们啊，他就已经是这样表达了的。
He already expressed this when he was at Ephesus to the elders.
就是在米利都的那段时间。
The time that he spent in Miletus.
我们看回这个20章。
In chapter 20,
22-24节
verse 22-24.
22节说：“我现在往耶路撒冷的心去，心是很迫切的。
”And I go bound in the spirit. I'm very sincere.
但是我不知道要发生什么事啊。
Very anxious, and I do not know what is going to happen.
23节
verse 23.
但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆绑与患难等待着我啊。
But the Holy Spirit testifies saying that chains and tribulations await.
知道有患难有苦难, 但是不知道那种苦难是什么, 怎样的患难, 怎样的苦难还不知道。
All I know is that chains and tribulations await me, but I do not know what kind.
24节,
Verse 24.
我却不以性命为念, 也不看为宝贵的。
But I don't count my life dear to myself.
只要行完主耶稣给我行的路程。
As long as I finish my race.
成就了, 完成了主耶稣所领受的职事, 托付我的使命。
And to complete the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus.
我只抱着这个目的, 这个使命而已。
With this sole mission, I will go.
其他的没有关系, 怎样对付我, 怎样击打我没有关系。
Other things and tribulations don't matter to me.
他的心已经决定, 已经坚定了。
His heart was full of determination.
所以其实从20章开始, 就一直有人在劝他不要上耶路撒冷。
From chapter 20 onwards, people were advising him not to go to Jerusalem.
啊, 等一下我们来解释这一段, 到底保罗 自意要去耶路撒冷是对的还是错的？
We will talk about why was the intention of Paul going to Jerusalem correct or not.
也有人批评他说, 这个就是他不听人家劝的一种后果了, 他自己要承担的后果了。
Some commentators criticized Paul on this because he did not heed the advice.
圣灵都一直在启示, 圣灵都一直在 弟兄借着弟兄姐妹叫他不要去, 他还是要去啊。
Because the Holy Spirit was moving and revealing to the disciples about this and telling him not to go.
你看他回到去就被绑了, 就是绑, 被抓到监牢, 好几年, 然后又放出来, 又被抓, 然后就是去到罗马, 也被抓, 然后结束。
And later
有人就是这样批评他了。
That upon his return to Jerusalem, he was bound in chains and he was let out a while and he was bound back until he died.
老师说, 从21章开始他就被绑了,你会看到,然后一直到结束了。And
to be honest with you, from chapter 21 is already the starting of the bondage.
所以就有人提出,保罗到底这样的决定对还是不对,是圣灵的意思,还是他太顽固,在自己的意见太强。
Some people put forth the question as to whether this was the will, the stubborn will of the Holy, of the Paul or the will of the Holy Spirit.
我们等一下再讲哦。
We'll talk about that.
因为还有一个先知的预言呢。
There was a prophecy by a prophet.
我们回到这个第五节去。
Verse 5.
第五节说, 全家人都触动, 推罗的弟兄姐妹, 触动全家人哦, 来依依不舍地为保罗送行哦。
And brothers and sisters in Tyre came with their whole family to send Paul away.
因为这里说众人同妻子还有儿子儿女，那就是一家人哦。
And wives and children and all these are their family.
你看推罗的信徒哦，是多么的热情，是多么对传道人的爱护。
We can see how much they really love the preacher.
这是真情的流露，好像是为家里的人在送行这样。
And this is where they show their true love and genuine love for each other, like into a family member.
包括自己的太太、孩子、儿子、儿女都来送行的，一家人来送保罗的，每个家庭一家一家这样来送保罗的呀。The
whole family with their wives and children came in different families to send him off.
老师说，这个对保给保罗很大的安慰啊，跟支持啊。
And this was indeed a great support and consolation to Paul.
然后呢，同样的。 就好像在20章这样, 在米利都这样, 大家都跪在岸上祷告, 在那个船头上, 码头上, 就在那边祷告。
The same thing that happened in Miletus, they were kneeling and praying at the shore.
这个是公共场所啊,
this was a public space.
不是你一个人大船啊, 有很多旅客客人都在来来去去带大船的呀。
There were many other visitors or many other people who wanted to sail.
他们是不怕众人的讥笑啊, 就这样跪下来祷告来离别啊。
But they were not afraid of people mocking at them, and they just knelt down to pray.
离别时是借着祷告彼此交托在神的恩惠中、恩慈当中来离别的。
And before they departed from each other, and they entrusted all these things to God in their prayer.
这个就是圣灵里面的交通，主耶稣里面的交通。
That is the communion in the Spirit with the Lord Jesus.
有情有爱，有血有泪。
There's love, there's bonding, and there's also blood and tears.
包括太太、孩子都触动，这真的是一家人来的。
And together with their children and wives, and all this came in as a family.
第六节,
Verse 6.
我们上了船，然后呢，他们就回去了，看到吗？
When we had taken our leave, we boarded the ship, and they returned.
如果保罗不上船，还在那边跟他们呢，在那边勉励啊，在那边再见呢，他们就没办法回家的。我跟你讲。
If they did not board the ship and they wouldn't leave.
所以我们今天要识走人啊，弟兄姐妹送我们去机场啊，送我们到船头啊，你要赶快进去啊，你不进去那些信徒一直在等你，你还没有进去，他们不能够走呀，他们也不好意思走呀。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, please know what to do when you have people sending you off to the airport and you must really take your leave before the others can return.
那有些比较有考虑到的 传道人就赶快进去, 不要让信徒等太久, 在机场等太久, 因为你还没有进去啊, 他们就只好在那边等啊。
Some preachers are considerate enough to enter into the departure hall and so that the members can take their leave.
但是我们也不是无情的人, 传道最多, 我的情形是最多, 是跟他们喝一杯茶, 然后聊一聊, 赶快进去了, 就是这样, 不要连喝一杯茶也没用。
You can have a quick treat or to a quick tea, cup of tea before you depart.
当然，有一些传道是连喝茶都不给的，这个机会也不给的。But
some preachers don't even want to do that.
啊，这没有对错的问题了，那就看你跟他们的感情是怎样了，你的处理方式是怎样了。Well,
there is nothing right or wrong about it, and it's just 但, it just shows your bonding.
但无论是如何，都是一种爱，一种感情来的。Whatever
you do, you have to do it out of love for each other.
有些传道不让喝杯咖啡都不要是不愿意耽误他们的时间。
Some don't want to offer that cup of tea because they do not want to delay their time.
那也是一种爱来的，一种爱来的。
It is also being considerate and out of love.
喝杯咖啡的也是因为一种爱啊，就是跟他们多在一起的时间来互相在一起珍惜这个时光啊，珍惜这种感情啊。
If a preacher insists to offer you a cup of coffee, and that is really how he shows you his love, and he wants to cherish his time with you.
这不是一种爱吗？一种感情吗？
Isn't that a form of love?
你以为真的是要喝你那杯咖啡吗？要喝咖啡，我进去可以喝呀。 我进去可以喝更好的，我跟你讲呀。
Does he really need your cup of coffee because he can do it on himself?
这都是一种爱了。That
is only a form of love.
在使徒行传，我们就看到这种离别的这种爱的情景，爱的离别。
In this Acts of the Apostles, we can see this departure of love.
我们看第三段。
The third portion.
七节到九节。
Verse 7 to verse 9.
请念。
Verse 7. And when we had finished our voyage from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais, greeted the brethren, and stayed with them one day. Verse 8. On the next day, we who were Paul's companions departed, came to Caesarea, and entered the house of Philip, and the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Verse 9. Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied.
好，第七节说，我们从推罗坐船到多利麦，这个路程大概有64公里。
From Tyre to Ptolemais should be about 60 km away.
那一样，保罗一到这个地方哦，就访问信徒，跟信徒住一天了，看到吗？
And the same manner, Paul greeted the brethren and stayed with them.
因为船停下来，有些要卸货，有些要等第二天才起行的。
The ship boarded, and some ships have to unload the cargo.
保罗就常常借着这种船停留的时间哦，去访问信徒的。
And Paul always sees this opportunity to visit any members as the ship had to unload.
我的意思是说，保罗无论到哪里哦，他第一个想到的就是探访信徒，第一个想到的就是信徒。
What I'm trying to stress to you is that the first thing on Paul's mind was always about the members.
那今天如果是一般的人呢，一到那个地方，哦，还有很多时间哦。第一个想到的是哪里有好吃的东西呀，哪里有旅游景点啊，来去看一看呢。
However, for the most of us, as soon as we land on some place, we will immediately look for the best place to eat and the best place for sightseeing.
而且这么难得就到这里了，船也停在这里，这是个机会嘛。
And this is such a rare opportunity that as we boarded,
老实说也没有所谓的对错问题了,
as we landed, and there's nothing right or wrong about it.
但是保罗的心就不是这些，不是什么地方好吃啊，有什么东西好吃啊，有什么风景可以看啊，保罗没有理这些东西的啦。
But Paul was not concerned with what food to eat and where is the best place to visit.
他的心就是教会，就是信徒，就是弟兄姐妹，就是这样。
All that is on his mind and in his heart are the members.
从二十章一直讲到现在21章了，都要靠近耶路撒冷了，他还是这样的，一停下来就是信徒，一停下来就是找信徒，就是这样的。All
the way from chapter 20 to now, this verse here tells us that even they are so close to Jerusalem, he is always still doing this.
跟信徒在一起，他觉得是很快乐的事情啊。
He regarded this as being something joyful.
跟信徒们住一天啊，住在一起是一个很，在主里面是一个很。 一种爱来的，一种很安慰的事情，一种很喜乐的事情啊。
To be with the brethren and to stay with them is really something that's so joyful and full of love.
为什么今天我们的感情不是这样的？
But why is it that our bonding and our relationship today?
我们今天看到，如果你去信徒的家住，如果是觉得哎呀，这个是很麻烦的事，哎呀，不要去麻烦人家。那么对方也觉得哎呀，他虽然不敢讲了，他也觉得哎呀，很麻烦呐，是吗？如果你不来更好了。 他真的当然他也不敢这样讲呀，所以变成双方哦都最好不要去寻找，最好你不要来，就变成这样呀。
Our situation today is that we are so afraid to make things troublesome. We do not want to stay over, or we do not want to offer anyone to stay.
对我们来讲，我们会给人家麻烦；对对方来讲，我们给他麻烦。
And to us, we do not want to trouble others by staying over, but to the homeowners, and they do not want to have any trouble.
你看为什么圣经也好，当初的教会真耶稣教也都不是这样的，弟兄姐妹不是这样的情形的。
And this was the relationship that is very different here in these words, and it's also different from our past.
我们今天的那种一家人的精神，一家人的那种感情已经变了。 我只能够说已经淡了，只能够这样讲。
What I can say is only that our relationship as a family in Christ is really gone, has really gone cold.
纵使我们去人家的家，给他有一点不方便，可是也应该是很高兴的事啊，就好像亲人来到呀，就好像亲哦，家里人回家啦，那应该是这样啊，啊，他就去很高兴的带你去吃东西啊，很高兴的跟你聊天喝茶呀，很高兴的分享呀。 不是这样子吗？好像家人回来了，这么久没有见面，不是这样子吗？
Even though we may still find it very troublesome and inconvenient to have someone else stay with us, but it should be something still very joyful to do.
我希望圣灵感动我们，慢慢的回到当初这样的生活，这样主里面的感情。
My only wish is that our members will return to this kind of relationship with each other in Christ to live together.
所以执事问我，明天你来这里讲道吗？早祷会才有两三个人罢了。
The deacon asked me, "Do you still want to come to church to have this morning prayer service just for the two or three of us?"
我说两三个人何必来这里呢？在家里网上上网就可以了。
And I said that, you know, you don't need to come all the way to church if there are just two or three of you.
大家不用这么麻烦啊。
Just go online and just not.
他说不是，去啊祷告过后我们去吃东西，哇，这样又不一样喽。Then
he said,
这样就不一样了喽。Then
he said that the difference is you get to have some good food after the service.
传道马上说好，我来。Then
the preacher said, "Yes, I will come."
你感觉到传道好像很散心的，很贪吃啊，讲到吃就来啊，其实不是。
Now I feel that a preacher is only greedy for food, but it is not so.
就是这样哦，珍惜那种大家一起吃饭、一起聊天、一起分享，那种慢慢的教会的感情嘛，教会的亲情，就是这样栽培的呀，不是这样子吗？
How we want to nurture each other and cherish the time together by eating and staying together.
老实说，为了吃那个早餐呢，那一杯咖啡或者一碗面，我那边就很多了，何必来到这里吃呢？ 哪里没有的吃呢？现在哪里都有的吃呀。Otherwise,
I wouldn't have to come all the way here for that bowl of noodles, which I have a lot in my own place.
现在如果教会有大家说想要大家在一起的时候，你不要拒绝，你赶快支持，好的，这是好的事情，感谢主，我会来，应该要这样。So
now you should really change your mindset about this, and if anyone just offer you an invitation, you should just come over and spend time together.
为什么讲这么多这个问题？
Why am I spending so much time on this?
从第一节哦，教会的感情，离别的感情，到第七节还是在讲这个。 你看保罗还是这个教会的感情，弟兄姐妹的感情。All
the way from verse 1 to verse 7, Paul has always been demonstrating to us this relationship in Christ together.
好，到第八节，
verse 8,
你看他又跑去哪里呢？
Where did he go?
到第二天，我们离开那里，来到该撒利亚啦，那就几乎要到耶路撒冷了，差不多要到了啦。Now
they arrived at Caesarea, which is really near Jerusalem.
我到该撒利亚，就进了传福音腓力的家里去呀。
They entered into the house of Philip the evangelist.
保罗来到该撒利亚去，特别故意的去找腓力啊。Paul
purposefully came to Caesarea to look for Philip.
到他家里去跟他住啊，特别的去跟他住在一起啊。To
intentionally stay with him.
那这里特别记录说，还记得吗？他就是那个七个教会里面的一个啊。
It especially reminds us this Philip, who was one of the seven of the church.
那个七个执事就是在《使徒行传》的第六章里面呢。The
seven deacons are recorded in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7.
我们到第八章看到他跟那个埃提亚伯太监洗礼过后，就再看不到他了嘛，是吧？到第八章就看不到他了嘛。And
in chapter 8, we no longer find Philip after he baptized the Ethiopian eunuch.
没有想到在21章的时候又再次的看到他的出现。
But then we did not expect that we will still meet Philip again in chapter 21.
是保罗去找他，去他的家住，他接待保罗，接待传道人。
And it was by Paul going in search for Philip, and now Philip received him in his home.
那么特别这里从这里也特别介绍他。 他的家里情形，他的家里的情形。
This also introduced to us his family.
这里说他有四个女儿。
He had four virgin daughters.
而且都是没有嫁的，都是处女。
Who are not married, therefore virgin daughters.
然后呢，更让我们感动的，四个儿女都是说预言的。
And they prophesied.
说预言是什么意思，你知道吗？
What does that mean?
也有一些翻译说，说预言就是传讲神信息的人，传讲神的信息的。
Some may interpret this as preaching the words and the message of God.
也有翻译说，他四个女儿都有讲道的恩赐，传信息的恩赐。
Some may interpret this as having the gift to speak, to speak.
你就看到腓力的家庭是一个怎样的家庭哦。
So we can see the kind of family of Philip.
爸爸这么忠心，这样的侍奉神。
But the father being such a zealous servant of God.
没有想到他的女儿四个女儿全部都是这样的敬畏神来侍奉神的呀。
And even all his four daughters are God fearing and God servants.
而且更难得的是，四个女儿都被神所用。你要侍奉神，但是有时神没有用你啊。
What is even more rare is that all these four daughters are servants of God and have been used by God.
怎么知道神用他们呢?
How do you tell that?
神给他们恩赐啊。
God gave them gifts.
特别是在传讲信息，传讲的信息啊，那种恩赐呀。
Especially in speaking, in prophesying the message of God.
这个是要神给的，要神用的才可以的呀。
These are the gifts only to be given to those God wants to use.
所以有些人说，传道我不会讲道了，你叫我做其他的，我可以了。那讲道神没有给我这个恩赐，我很辛苦呀。
Some people say that I don't have the gift to speak a sermon. It would be hard for me.
有些人要讲道，明天。 早上要讲到，今天半夜三点半还没有睡觉啊，还在准备道理啊，他睡不着啊，他紧张呀，然后他就一直准备，一直在准备啊。
To some people who have to prepare for the sermons the next day, and they won't be able to sleep until 3:30 a.m. They're still preparing.
你看这些人讲道是多么的用力，多么的用心，多么的辛苦，多么的付出啊，三点半还在准备。 为了明天的讲道，
and for some of these people, they really need to give in extra effort and additional work in order to prepare for the sermon.
这种人讲道理一定有力量，
and this kind of people will speak with strength.
因为他是用心在讲的，他用他的时间、他的生命在准备道理的，准备到三更半夜，大家在睡觉的时候，大家在做梦的时候。 他还在那边准备道理的。
Because they prepared their sermons with all their heart and even in their dreams, and they're still thinking about this sermon.
这种道理如果有用心去听，你一定会听到神在说话。你用心去听，你一定听到神在对你说话。
For anyone of us who listen to this kind of sermons with your heart, then you will be able to hear God speaking to you.
因为这篇道理是整夜整晚在预备的，在准备的。
Because this sermon that you are now listening to has been prepared overnight throughout the night.
可是很多信徒不知道，不了解。
But many members don't realize.
以为讲道很简单啊，上去讲啊讲啊，好像你们传道人叭叭叭叭叭叭，一直在啰啰嗦嗦啊，好简单啊。
Some people actually think that it is so easy to just blabber and talk a lot at the pulpit.
很多人不会珍惜。
People don't cherish.
哦，虽然你这么富足，昨天三更半夜在准备道理，没有睡觉，你在讲的时候他们在睡觉啊。
And so,
你没有睡觉，但是你在讲的时候，他们在睡觉啊。他们昨晚已经睡了，到你讲到的时候，他们在睡第二轮呢、啊。我的天哪、啊、
！There are people who don't sleep at home and they come to church to sleep.
不是，就是啊，昨天晚上那个人在准备道理，三更半夜在准备道的时候，你就已经在睡觉了嘛，是吧？三点半了、啊。
These are speakers who are preparing sermon while you are sleeping at home.
然后到早上了。 这个弟兄在讲道的时候，你又在睡觉。你昨晚已经在睡了，现在又在睡觉。他讲到的时候。
And in the morning service, and the speaker is now speaking his sermon, which he prepared overnight, and you are still sleeping.
你太对不起主耶稣了啦。You
are. You should feel sorry. You should feel sorry for to Jesus.
你也对不起那个这么用心讲道的那个弟兄了。You
should feel sorry to the sermon speaker.
因为你不知道他们是这样准备道理的，你不知道呀。
Because you have no idea how hard they have prepared for it.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
许多人讲讲到准备用心讲到是这样讲的，是这样准备的，你知道吗？
There are people who are preparing their sermons in this way.
我今天为什么这样讲？
Why am I saying this?
我昨天三点半就接到这个传信息啊。
Yesterday, 3:30 a.m. I received this message.
他说他正在准备道理啊。
He was preparing his sermon.
他没有睡觉呀。
He was not sleeping.
我看时间已经三点半，他们那边的三点半了。
I look at the time, and it was 3:30 a.m. in their time zone.
我心里也很感动了。
I was actually moved.
好，哎，好，那么我们回到这个神给他四个女儿哦讲道的恩赐哈，讲道的恩赐。
God gave these four daughters the gift of prophesying.
这个腓力是一个侍奉神的家庭。
Philip was had a family that serves God.
是个爱神的家庭。
A family that loves God.
也是一个荣耀神的家庭。
A family that glorifies God.
不止父亲是这样，连孩子都女儿们都一样。
Not just the father, but the daughters.
啊，但愿我们每一个人的家庭哈，都有如腓力的家，腓力的家这样来爱主，这样来侍奉主。
We also wish for that our families can become a God-fearing and a family that serves God.
我看到这里的时候，我心里也是很感动，因为很久都没有讲，没有提到他了，突然间在这里又提到他哈。
And it actually moved me to finally see Philip again in this chapter.
嗯，那个腓力在传福音的时候呢，保罗还在逼迫教会，在陷害、残害教会哦。
When Philip started preaching the gospel, Paul was actually still persecuting the church.
你看这个人生的改变哦，很多了。
Now we can see so much have changed in our lives.
到二十一章的时候，这个腓力，这个逼迫曾经逼迫耶稣的人啊，现在我接待他进我家来住了。
Chapter 21 here marks such a different incident where Philip was receiving someone who persecuted the church.
人生的改变是很多的，你想不到的。
In life that is unpredictable.
让我们安慰的就是，这个腓力传福音的腓力还是很平安哈，家里也是带领的这么好哦，感谢神。
We also take comfort and give thanks to God that Philip was still evangelizing and leading a good family.
我们在这里一同献上感谢，然后神保守啊这么忠心的仆人的家，包括他的家庭。
We need to offer our thanks to God here that God was preserving this family.
我称他为传道人，借代传道人。
What I call this as was an evangelist receiving another evangelist in his home.
因为腓力被称为传福音的腓力，他就是传道人啊，传福音的腓力啊，传道人接待传道人，不是吗？
Because Philip here bore the title of being the evangelist, and so Paul was also an evangelist. Now they're receiving.
我们来看十节到十四节。
We read verse 10 to verse
14. 这个就是一个老先知的预言啊。
This was a prophecy by a senior prophet.
他预言什么呢？
What did he prophesy?
来，十节到十四节。
Verse 10 to verse 14. And as he restayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. 11. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt, and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Verse 12, So now when we heard these things, both we and those who are from the place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Verse 13, Then Paul answered, What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am not ready only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 14, So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the Lord be done.
这里说他保罗在该撒利亚住在那边的时候呢，有一个老先知从犹太下来，下到该撒利亚。
He tells us that when they were staying here, and an old prophet came from Judea.
他下来做什么呢？
Why did he come here?
他就预言哦，他就见到保罗，就拿保罗的腰带哈，拿保罗的腰带捆绑他自己的手指啊，自己的手跟脚。
He took Paul's belt and bound on his own hands and feet.
他为什么要这样做？大家都吓到了，这什么意思呢？
And everyone was in shock. Why did he do that?
他就开始讲预言了。
Then he prophesied.
他说：“圣灵说，犹太人在耶路撒冷要这样捆绑这腰带的主人，就是保罗。这个腰带是保罗的呀。犹太人在耶路撒冷要这样的捆绑保罗。”
Thus says the Holy Spirit, the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owned this belt just the same way.
然后这些犹太人呢，要把保罗呢，这个腰带的主人呢，交给外邦人。
and go on to say that to deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.
这个亚基布这个老先知啊, 原来就是曾经预言天象, 耶路撒冷将有大饥荒的那个老先知, 那个先知啊。
This old prophet Agabus was also the same prophet who prophesied about a famine in Jerusalem.
结果他的预言应验啊, 真先知的预言就是应验, 假先知的预言一定不应验。
And this famine indeed came to pass, and his prophecy was fulfilled.
这个是记录在使徒行传11章里面的。
This was recorded in Acts chapter 11.
现在他又来预言了。
Now he prophesied again.
预言保罗要在耶路撒冷被捆绑。
About Paul's persecution and being bound.
那捆绑他的是谁呢?
And who would bind Paul?
就是自己的兄弟姐妹, 自己的族人, 就是自己的犹太人, 要捆绑他。
It shall be their own kindred and the Jews.
在哪里绑他?
Where will he be bound?
就在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
他回到耶路撒冷, 就绑他, 就捆绑他。
As soon as he arrived at Jerusalem, Paul would be bound.
然后交给外邦人。
To be handed over to the Gentiles.
那结果我们看下去, 从这一章, 21章开始, 那保罗就一直受审判嘛, 然后上诉嘛, 然后就一直交给外邦人, 罗马政府去, 那些人去审判啊, 去审理了。
And later we'll see from here start, forward, Paul will be standing trials and having appeals to be judged.
那就知道他死了, 死为止。
Until the time of his death.
那从圣灵的预言, 我们来看,
from the prophecy of the Holy Spirit.
保罗侍奉的工作, 特别是, 旅行布道的工作, 到这里就已经结束了啦。
The work of the ministry of Paul should have completed here.
圣灵也已经这样预言了,
because the Holy Spirit has prophesied this way. And this has been prophesied a few times. But now this prophecy was made to him through a prophet.
之前就是感动一些弟兄姐妹。
The previous times were just be moved by some members.
保罗接下来就是审判。
And the next one will be judgment.
然后上诉。
And to appeal.
然后呢, 坐监牢,
and to be imprisoned.
然后被放出来,
and to be released.
然后又被困, 被囚禁,
and then to be imprisoned again.
接下来都一直这样重复这些事情。
This will repeat for Paul.
虽然, 保罗的事工, 工作结束了,
although the work of Paul was ending.
但是我们发现到在整个审判的过程里面, 保罗还是趁机会, 把握时间, 传福音, 宣告主耶稣的。
But throughout the course of Paul's standing trial, he was still preaching the gospel wherever he can.
他上诉的时候, 在法庭的时候, 他就是在, 在传耶稣的, 在见证耶稣的。
When he was making his appeal at the court, and he was already testifying for Jesus.
他在监牢里面, 在监牢也是在传耶稣的。
Even when he was in the prison, he was testifying about Jesus.
他向君王传福音。
He preached to the kings.
他向审判官传福音。
He preached to the judge.
他向巡抚省长传福音。
He preached to the council leaders.
他向那些来探访他的那些人来传福音。
He preached to those who visited him.
直到最后一章, 他在罗马坐监牢两年, 还在传福音。
And to the last chapter, he was still preaching the gospel in the last 2 years of in the prison.
而且在罗马监狱的时候, 还写了5本圣经啊, 造就教会。
And when he was in the Roman Empire, Roman prison, he wrote all these episodes to edify the church.
虽然看起来他福音工作已经停了，就是被抓了。
It appeared as though he was being captured and his work should have ended.
但是我们再进一步看，他仍然在传的呀，没有真正的停止的。
But as we dive deeper, we still realize that he was still preaching continuously.
只是他被锁链绑住。 他多一个锁链绑住他在传而已。
The only difference is that he was bound in chains right now while he preached.
所以他自己称自己是个带锁链的福音使者, 被锁链捆绑的福音人啊,
which is why
传道人啊。
He called himself the ambassador of Christ in chains.
这是我们传道人, 每一个传道人都应该向他学习的呀。
And this is what we all preachers have to learn from.
你能够绑住我的人, 绑住我的手, 你绑不住我的心啊。 我的心还是在传福音的，我的心还是为耶稣见证的呀。
You can bind me with chains and shackles, but I'm still you will not bind my heart from preaching the gospel.
现在我们来解释到底保罗他应应之后，他一定要上耶路撒冷是对还是错？
So allow me to explain to you that Paul stubbornly insisted to go back to Jerusalem. Was it the right decision?
圣灵也自己讲出来啊。
Verse 11 shows us that the Holy Spirit directly told him that he would be persecuted.
也就因为这样，所以有一些人解释说保罗错了，保罗不应该这样坚持回耶路撒冷的。
Because of this point, some people criticized Paul for making the wrong decision.
然后就讲了他批评他的话了。
And criticized him.
觉得他不应该这样了。
That he should not have done that.
教会在劝你弟兄。 兄姐妹劝你，圣灵就这样预言。
After the church and the members and the Holy Spirit have already prophesied this way.
我说这样的批评是错误的。
But I will call this criticism wrong.
是不明白主耶稣的意思的。
It's because they don't understand the will of God.
也不明白主耶稣给保罗的使命，保罗的这种十字架。
And they don't understand the mission of the cross that Paul bears.
圣灵感动也好，圣灵借着先知预言都好。只有一件事，说你到那边会被捆绑，到耶路撒冷会被捆绑。
Although they were all moved by the Holy Spirit to speak these words, to speak this prophecy, and it only tells us that he would be bound.
但圣灵根本就没有启示说你不可以上去，你不要上去，没有。
But the Holy Spirit had told Paul not to go to Jerusalem.
如果有的话，圣灵一定会阻止你。好像他上次传福音的时候，圣灵不给他去那边，他要去那边，圣灵阻挡他去那边，圣灵就会阻止啊。
Otherwise, the Holy Spirit would have prevented him from going to Jerusalem, just at the previous times when he preached.
这个是传道人的一个精神，一种选择。
That is the spirit of a preacher and his choice.
圣灵先告诉你说有十字架，有苦难等着你。
The Holy Spirit had told you that a persecution would be waiting for you beforehand.
让你知道。
You are informed.
然后你选择。
Now you can choose.
你当然可以选择顺服主的意思去，也可以选择保护自己。哎呦，我不去啊！哦，我不去受这种苦。你也可以选择。
You can choose to comply with the will of the Holy Spirit to go on, or you can just rather stay away from it.
但是一个真正的传道人，一个福音的使，一个忠心的仆人，他有怕困难的吗？听到困难他就不要去了吗？
But a faithful evangelist or a servant of God such as he, would he be afraid of all these tribulations?
更何况他去耶路撒冷还要带着一种爱呀，一种弟兄姐妹的那种奉献的前去呀，他要完成这个托付啊，完成这个使命啊。那些全都是弟兄姐妹教会的爱哦，带给耶路撒冷的。他要负起这个责任去的呀。
On top of that, he was being commissioned to pass the offerings and the love of the churches to Jerusalem.
我连命都不要了。
Now that
这种苦还算什么呢？这种捆绑还算什么呢
？I don't cherish my life and what kind of sufferings this mean to me.
我为什么说这种批评是错误的呢
？Why do I say that this criticism was wrong？
很简单。
Simple.
就像我们今天要做传道的
For us to be preachers today,
圣灵感动说你做传道你会受很多苦
The Holy Spirit moved us saying that you will be suffering a lot of tribulations
甚至有很多苦难很多灾难等着你你也会受伤甚至会流血会住院
Persecutions and sufferings will await you You will be hurt and be hospitalized
你的生活你的孩子们都要过很苦的生活
Your family or your children may live a tougher life.
还没有报名的时候，圣灵这样感动我们，这样来让我们知道。
Even before you register your name to be a preacher, the Holy Spirit revealed to you.
那你要不要做传道
？Then let me ask you, will you still become a preacher?
因为圣灵已经感动你，已经启示你啊，有苦难等着你，你当传道就有苦难呢、啊。
The Holy Spirit has already moved you or revealed to you that tribulations await.
那圣灵的意思是说啊，那意思是说啊，你最好不要了，因为有苦难啊，因为有贫穷啊，因为有灾祸啊，有受伤啊。请问圣灵的意思是不是这样？跟你讲有苦难，但是圣灵的意思是不是叫你不要当传道？是不是
？Do you mean to say that the Holy Spirit is revealing these tribulations awaiting you is for you not to be a preacher?
反而我们明白神的意思。告诉我们这一条路呢是苦难的道路是条十字架的道路来的你愿不愿意你决定
On the other hand it's for the Holy Spirit to reveal to us about this road to bear this cross and sufferings and are you still willing you can choose
我告诉你我启示你并不是叫你不要啊是叫你做一个选择呀、啊、你是爱自己多还是爱耶稣多还是愿意背起十字架你决定啊保罗就是决定我要背起十字架。
I revealed this to you so that you can make a choice for yourself. And will you still carry this cross forward, or will you be retreating away? Paul made this choice.
但是却被一些人解释成保罗应景啊，保罗不听劝啊，这是完全相反的事情啊。那今天我做传道，那怎么办？变成是我骄傲了，我应景了，我不听圣灵的感动了，是不是这样
？Some comment.
谁叫你当传道呀？
And criticized Paul for being too stubborn by not listening to the advice by the members. And it doesn't mean that I, as a preacher, by becoming a preacher, I am also stubborn.
所以这两天传道正道都会感受到这种情形。
And these 2 days of my sermons, I feel this.
有时我们乱解释呀。
Sometimes we misinterpret.
用自己很肤浅的 的感觉来感觉 圣灵的意思呀。
With our very shallow understanding, we want to deduce the meaning of the Holy Spirit.
好像昨天我讲的，耶稣在睡觉，他们说耶稣假装睡的，我很生气啊！这句话这样的解释，
Just like、
我不单只不接受，我也是很生气啊。
Yesterday, when people say that, some people said that Jesus was faking or pretending to be asleep, I was angry with the explanation.、
所以我就讲了。这样解释圣经的，这样来看待耶稣的人呢，他跟耶稣的关系已经很远了，他才会这样讲的，因为他不明白耶稣的心，他看不清楚耶稣，因为他跟耶稣距离太远了。
For anyone to have this kind of explanation, it only goes to show that his relationship with God, with Jesus, is really far.
这样来解释保罗的这个去耶路撒冷的事情，也是跟主耶稣圣灵的意思太远了，一定是太远才会有这样的解释。
Anyone who criticizes Paul for making this decision to go to Jerusalem would mean that their relationship with Jesus is far. 你
的心跟主耶稣的心紧紧连在一起，跟圣灵的意思紧紧连在一起，你就不会这样讲，也不会这样解释，更不会看到这样不对的事情。你就会看到圣灵的意思，让你选择你要不要为耶稣受苦。
If your heart,
你就会看到这个真理。
Abides with the will and the heart of the Holy Spirit, with the Lord Jesus, then you will not be able, you will not say these words, and you will understand His will.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
181首。
181.
为什么唱这首诗呢
？Why do we sing this?
圣灵说有苦难在耶路撒冷等着我们。
The Holy Spirit said that tribulations await us in Jerusalem.
我们爱主的人哈，继续说，我必须前进。
But we who love the Lord Jesus will say, onward.
虽然有苦难等着我，我一定继续上去。
Despite these tribulations, I will go.